Hello, everybody, and happy Saturday evening to everyone out there watching on Bally Sports Live, MLB TV. This is Clover Park in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Set of tonight's Florida State League ball game between the homestanding St. Lucie Mets and the visiting Daytona Tortugas, who are the single-A affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. Tonight, we have game five of a six-game series for you at Clover Park, with first pitch scheduled for 6:10. Welcome to the broadcast booth, everybody. Adam McDonald, Jake Ricker. It's going to be a marvelous night, as it is Marvel Superhero Night at Clover Park between the Mets and the Tortugas. And as you can tell, Jake is decked out, ready to go in his Hulk hands and his Hulk jersey.
Yeah,
the same jersey the Mets are going to be wearing tonight.
It's going to be a fun night. I'm super excited. Hopefully the Mets will be hulking out tonight and being a really good game. Now, listen, the Mets have been really good over the last couple of weeks here. They're already secured the series split and now looking to officially win the series with another win today. And shout out to both the pitching and the hitting that has been absolutely fantastic for the Mets.
Yeah, it's starting to get better as the week goes on here. The offense only 7 hits in the first two games. Both wins, the last two games, the Mets have a total of 25 hits. So the offense is cooking right now, especially after last night's 11-2 victory. The Mets are up 3-1 in this series. They are 7-3 on this 12-game homestand. It's a really good time right now for the St. Lucie Mets. And Jake spoke with bench coach Jonathan Jones about it earlier today.
The umpires for tonight's game, we have Natanael Rodriguez behind home plate calling balls and strikes. Third time he's been the home plate umpire this week. Bryce Bobeldijk is the base umpire. Bobeldijk will have the plate for tomorrow's finale. As we approach first pitch tonight, let's dive into today's starting pitching matchup. For the Mets, it's the flamethrower Ramon Gomez, the 23-year-old from Venezuela, was a stud for St. Lucie in the 2022 postseason. But Tommy John kept him out most of 2023 and all of 2024 as he works his way back to full health. He was throwing 102 miles an hour last Sunday against Daytona. Can't wait to see what he touches on the scoreboard here tonight. He will be opposed by Ovis Portes, a 20-year-old from Antigua. This will be his fourth game and his second start for Daytona. He posting a 2.08 ERA across 8 2/3 innings so far this season.
And of course, the big talk when it comes to Gomez is how hard he can throw, hitting 102 mile an hour his last time out. The key for him, though, will be finding that consistency and hitting that strike zone. It's been the key to success for every Mets pitcher so far this season. So the speed is great, but you want to be able to hit those strikes and get off to a quick start here for the Mets. If they can do that once again, should be in for another good quality start.
Yeah, Mets last night in the 11-2 win. What a gem pitched by Moretta and Watson. Should be noted that Moretta did not walk anybody in five innings. Watson only one. And we know with that power arm from Gomez, if he's throwing strikes, it's going to be tough to hit against him. Mets coming out of the dugout in their Hulk jerseys on Marvel Superhero Night. They're looking to win this series. Already leading it 3-1. One more. Secure the series victory after they went 4-2 last week against Tampa as well. Now we send it down to the field for the national anthem. And with that, it's go time. The Mets and Tortugas, who are meeting for the fifth of their 30 scheduled games this season. Tonight, game five of this six-game series at Clover Park. Mets lead the current series 3-1 after romping their way to an 11-2 victory last night in a game that, at the outset, looked like it might be a pitcher's duel. But the Mets brought the wood as the game went on. Mets starting pitcher today, Ramon Gomez, game number three, start number three for him, 7 strikeouts and 4 2/3. He's not had an earned run scored upon him yet, had to wiggle out of a jam last Sunday in the Mets' 8-2 victory over Tampa. So he's well rested, ready to go tonight. The lineup that the Tortugas will throw out against Gomez, Kyle Henley's going to lead off and play center. Carlos Sanchez back in the field, bat second, Sammy Stafura hits third. McChrystal back in the lineup, hits cleanup. Luis Reyes fifth. Malvin Valdez sixth. Omania seventh. Espinoza eighth. And Luis Leonis ninth. Carter Graham, who has the most hits in the series for Daytona, was a late scratch. As for the Mets defense behind Gomez, Jake, will take you around the diamond.
Starting in the outfield for St. Lucie, Kevin Villavicencio playing left field. Jonathan Henriquez in center. And Simone Juan in right field. And then from third to first, it's Trey Snyder, Colin Haupt, Marco Vargas, and Trace Wilhoit. And your batter is Ramon Gomez and Vincent Perozzo catching behind the plate.
Good night for baseball. Another dry night. No fireworks, unfortunately, for the fans here, but folks still making their way into the ballpark for Marvel Superhero Night. That's where the Mets wearing their Hulk jerseys. Bid on those now, stlucymets.com/auction. All proceeds go to Play Treasure Coast. Great organization here locally. One more warm-up pitch for Gomez, and we will be set for baseball. Mets have enjoyed a 7-3 homestand. Got tonight and tomorrow, then the Monday off, and then on the road to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium next week. Mets enter today's game with an 11-8 record, Daytona 9-10. Mets one game back of Palm Beach for first place in the East. Cardinals league best 12-7. Mets and Cardinals will play Tuesday through Thursday at the Dean. But first things first, we got a game here tonight. Kyle Henley into the box. Gomez ready to go to work. First pitch on the way. Fastball at 102. And we are underway. First pitch at 6:11. It's 80 degrees and clear at Clover Park tonight. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. 102 out of the gate, huh? 103. Hello. Woo, man. That drew a round of applause. Remember the name, Ramon Gomez, 103 miles an hour. Goodness gracious. 103 again.
103 and right in the strike zone. This is great stuff here from Gomez early.
The 1-2. Heads up over there in the dugout. An emergency act by Henley as another one touches 103. Well, no question that Gomez can be a fast riser in the organization. I mean, look, 103 miles an hour, that'll get you moving on quickly. The Mets want to see him dominate, throw strikes, and we'll see where he winds up when it's all said and done this season. Struck him out at 103 miles an hour. Ramon Gomez bringing the heat.
I mean, how do you even compete with that if you're Henley, 103 miles an hour? And it's a pitch that's in the top of the corner of the zone. It's great location, it's a strike, and it's got the speed.
When your low pitch speed in the batting, in the at-bat, is 102. 103 again. He's throwing six pitches, and again, the slowest has been 102. A 100 on the dot. Back down to earth. He's got some extra power because of the Hulk jersey.
maybe that's what it is. He's been close to hitting 104 as well.
102 tails off the plate. Two balls and a strike. Do we have a challenge? Yeah, we did. It was a late challenge by, not late, but Peroso went to get the ball. He might find himself in the winner's circle here. This challenge attempt. You know, Peroso, one of the best challengers on the team, if not the Florida State League, and he is successful on this one. Almost the entire ball in. So it's 1-2 on Sanchez. One-two pitch. In there for strike three at 104 miles per hour. Ramon Gomez absolutely dealing right out of the chute here at Clover Park tonight.
I mean, this is essentially unbeatable. 104 miles per hour, the hardest pitch we've seen from him yet. And a great pitch just on the outside to get that strikeout.
Jaw-dropping. As he picks the corner at 103. And we have a challenge from the batter, Sammy Stafura.
This is about all you can do if you're the Tortugas is hope that this pitch was outside.
It was not. It was in the zone. I mean, 103 on the black. There's just no chance.
That's really the most impressive part for me is not only is he throwing so hard, but he's been extremely accurate to start this game.
Swing and a miss at 103 right at the top of the zone. And you're right, Jake. This is now 8 strikes out of 11 pitches, all triple digits. Gomez trying to strike out the side, dealing 100-plus. Oh, he goes off-speed. Backhanded stop by Snyder. Here comes the throw. It's a strike. What an inning for Ramon Gomez. 104 mile an hour. Strikeout. and then he throws the slider. Give credit to Stafura. Nearly snuck it down the line, but Snyder had other ideas. Back here at Clover Park, Ovis Portes is the pitcher for Daytona. I mean, how do you follow that? You're Portes, 20-year-old from Antigua, will try to do his best. And here's the lineup for the Mets tonight. Trey Snyder, who made that nice play to end the inning, will lead off. Colin Houck bat second. Marco Vargas third. Gutierrez, V, Vicencio, and Perozzo, the middle three. Juan Wilhoy and Henriquez round out the order. Mets will try to get it done without A.J. Ewing. He's off tonight. Here is Snyder. Everybody trying to settle down after that. Ramon Gomez, top of the first. We're all awestruck in the ballpark. Strikeout of Sanchez at 104 miles an hour. It's 104.5. You got to get that video board to round up. Fastball low at 95. Hey, that's not too bad either, but facing off against Ramon Gomez, anything not at 100 plus is kind of an afterthought. 2-0 to Snyder. A changeup won't find its way in. 3-0. Well, the Mets, last time we saw them at the plate in the eighth inning yesterday, a six-run, seven-hit inning to break the game wide open. Offense has been heating up as the week has gone on, and Snyder will take ball four. Missed the pregame show. We relayed that. The first two games of this series, the Mets had a total of seven hits. Won both games. Over the previous two games, the Mets have 25 hits. 1-1 in those games.
Yeah, how about that? Offense has really come alive, and when you combine that with how good the pitching staff has been and not walking batters, it's a recipe for success.
Colin Houck next, big part of last night's win with the triple and a double. We'll take a changeup for a strike. You have to wonder, as we've hit the weekend here, Portes making his first appearance of the series, but what does Daytona have left in the bullpen? They had to use a position player last night to finish the game on the mound. 0-1 pitch, and Houck hammers it to the turf foul. Let's see if the Tortugas can't find some fresh arms as the weekend rolls along. Mets, meanwhile, almost their bullpen basically got a reset last night with Watson and Moretta combining for the nine innings. These two have been piggybacking each other all season, basically like dual starters. 0-2 pitch from Portes to Houck. We'll have to wait. Throw goes to first, safe. Mets have been picked off five times in the series. See if they've learned anything from the first four games. Thomas Farr yesterday had a really good pickoff move. Got a couple of Mets. Out. Hammers another one foul. No score. Trey Snyder on first base as we are in the bottom of the first inning. Portes Cortez, the 0-2, and Houck will pop it foul. So can't get it by him. Houck, this season, 3 home runs, all on this homestand. He is 4 for 16 on the week. He's hit for the Cyclone series. Slider is wayward. Houck a double and a triple yesterday. A home run earlier in the week. He's driven in 3 in the series. That's the first round pick from 2 seasons ago. Parkview High School up in Georgia. Take a fastball low. Quick throw back to first. And Snyder had to scramble back. And it looked like neither he nor McChrystal, the first baseman, really knew that was coming from Omanya. And they both eventually saw it coming their way. 2-2. Houck fouls it off. Got a piece to stay alive. That one caught a part of Omanya. Cortez, to this point in the season, has pitched 8 2-thirds innings, 7 runs, but only 2 earned. He's walked 10, struck out 10. His longest outing was last Sunday against Jupiter, 3 2/3. Up at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Houck, another ground ball foul.
This is a really nice at-bat by Colin Houck here, showing patience and parts of the at-bat, fouling off those close pitches. Hopefully he can get one that he can drive.
Well, that was the 10th pitch of the at-bat. Another 2-2, and Houck stays alive. Elevated fastball at 94, gets a piece. Snyder has not taken off at any point in this at-bat. Pitch number 12 coming to Houck. And he drives it right into the mitt of the third baseman, Espinoza, who will hold on to it from there. That's a tough out. Houck smashed it, and Espinoza managed to get a glove on it before it could hit the turf. A line out. Thought about the spin and throw, but hit so hard that Snyder didn't have much of an opportunity to jump off the base. Nice play by Espinoza. Tough break for Houck.
103 off the bat, and you can't hit it any better than he did. Just unfortunate where it ended up.
Marco Vargas next, and Marco is going to foul away the first pitch. Vargas, after getting a couple of days rest, had a successful return to the lineup yesterday. Went 2 for 5. Drove in the first run of the game. Lay off the high fastball. 1-1. Ball is striking out. Runner on first in the first. Vargas takes the high changeup. 2 balls and a strike. One pitch, Snyder finally going, and he's going to dive into second base as the throw goes to the backstop. Credit him with the stolen base. He was off as the pitch was being delivered. Manya had no shot as it got by him. The Mets' 8th stolen base in this series. So Vargas, good hitter. Hitters count at 3-1. Runner in scoring position. Cortez delivers, and Vargas hits it right to the second baseman, Reyes. That was the first for the second out. Snyder travels down to third base.
The Mets have had a couple of good at-bats here, but just unfortunately, house line drive that went right to Espinoza, and then the ground out here from Vargas right to Reyes. Need to get those balls to move over a little bit.
Now we've seen Vargas have success this season, hitting the ball on the ground up the middle into that pie slice. First pitch swinging is Gutierrez. Sky ball into left. Three Tortugas converging. Sanchez, the shortstop, puts it away. Snyder stranded on third base as Cortez works around the leadoff walk. Ramon Gomez, what does he have for an encore? He's hitting 104 miles an hour in the first. He'll pitch the second when we come back.
Jake, top of the first inning when Ramon Gomez struck out Carlos Sanchez at 104 miles per hour. You quickly posted that on the St. Lucie Mets X account, and it's already over 1,000 views. People seem to like that.
They do.
SNY picked it up.
No, actually, I posted the 103 strikeout, and then he topped it at 104 strikeout.
He is gassed up tonight, ladies and gentlemen. The arm is loose. McChrystal at the plate. A cutter at 94 down. That thing had some real movement on it. Well, it was a slider that got the last out of the first inning. As Gomez misses outside 95. So velocity dip here. Now the first two pitches. Maybe just taking a little off. 1-1. 93 with the sink. 1-2. These are not the four-seam fastballs here. Swing and a miss on a pitch in the dirt. Slider, 93 miles per hour. McChrystal, the third strikeout for Gomez. So he was hitting the Tortugas with 103, 104, 102. No fastball under 100 miles an hour first inning. And he's starting to mix it up here in the second. Luis Reyes, 101 for ball one.
Yeah, that's the other part of Gomez's game that everybody likes so much. Not only can he throw 104 on the fastball, but he's got a great couple other pitches as well.
Fastball back to 102, but missing. Two balls and no strikes. Four up, four down, three strikeouts for Gomez. No doubt the strike throwing, big factor in why he was cruising through the first four batters. And knee-high strike at 99. And take a little bit off to get it over. Slider went too far. Called right there at home plate by the umpire Rodriguez. That'll even the count. Two balls and two strikes. He really
is now doing a nice job of keeping Daytona off balance. And they got to gear up to hit the velocity, but he's throwing that lethal slider in there as well. The 2-2 pitch missed high at 102. Full count. Payoff. It's put in play at 101, right side. And it's squeezed shut by Vargas. Ramon Gomez pitched for St. Lucie in 2022. And he became a trusted arm for the coaching staff in the postseason. Remember, he pitched game one out of the bullpen against Dunedin in the FSL Championship Series, and he retired the final 11 batters he faced to finish out the game. The Mets were able to come back and win it. The two-run homer in the top of the ninth by Carlos Dominguez. He was not throwing 102 miles an hour then. He was in the mid-upper 90s, but Dunedin couldn't line him up. Then next season, rightfully started up in Brooklyn, but arm trouble, eventual Tommy John kept him out most of 2023 and all of 2024. But as you can see now, he looks very healthy. Ball and a strike to Valdez. Gets out of the way of this slider. 2-1. Fastball at 101. Three balls and a strike. Well, that finished the 2022, helping St. Lucie win the FSL. That got him on some prospect radars. As he delivers a 3-1 pitch inside on check swing appeal, Valdez did hold up. Gomez, as he missed a year and a half, I don't really think people forgot about him as a prospect. I think they just knew his arm was so special. And he's not in the top 30 right now, but he's a guy that prospects folks still like. Fastball gets in for a strike at 100. Valdez, a good lead, not going. Pitch is fouled off. And Omana in an 0-2 hole, and this is a good sign that Gomez walks a batter, then comes right back, throwing strikes to the next man. The 0-2 pitch, foul back at 100 miles an hour. Two pitch, a runner goes, slider for a ball, throw down to second, the tag on the foot by Vargas, got him. Great throw by Perozzo to Jose Valdez at second base. And that will end the top of the second. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. No score at Clover Park early. Obis Portes stranded a runner at third in the first. We'll face Villavicencio, Perozo, and Juan here in the second. Villavicencio, nobody really hotter in the Mets lineup right now upon his return from Brooklyn. All he's done is hit 12 for 26 in seven games. In a three-hit game yesterday. If you're Villavicencio and you want to get back to Brooklyn, force the organization's hand. Just keep hitting here in St. Lucie. Play your way out of here again. First pitch from Portes. It's pop foul straight back. Hit the roof and come back on the field to play.
Yeah, Villavicencio has played really well at the plate. The combination of Villavicencio and Vargas, both these guys who are batting over 400 early on in the season. Mets have had a couple of guys that can really do some damage at the plate.
0-1 pitch in there for a strike. Yeah, Villavicencio has been a part of a lot of St. Lucie Mets teams back to 2022. He came up as an 18-year-old. Didn't stick initially, then after going to the FCL for most of the summer, came back. And this pitch is a ball. Actually caught the last out in the championship series, a double play ball. A 1-2. He's made it up to Brooklyn. Had a brief pit stop a couple seasons ago in Binghamton. Filling a need. He and Jesus Baez essentially swapped spots a couple weeks ago when Baez was ready to go back to High A. A 1-2, and this one's driven into center field, sinking fast, and Villavicencio has another hit. His line drive hits all over the place for Kevin. That's 13 hits and 27 at-bats since coming back down to St. Lucie. One more, and he's going to be over 500.
He continued. Great stuff from Villavicencio. Goes down, drives that one right into center field, and it's another solid base hit.
Still a young player. He's here as an 18-year-old. This is a young lead, but league. 18 is still young for any full season team. Starting to grow into a better hitter. Perozo. He's kind of in the same boat. He was on that 2022 St. Lucie team at the end, just as a bystander. At the very end. Better 2023 than 2024 here in St. Lucie, but now looking like a much stronger player. To a nice start, hitting 267 in 10 games. 421 on base percentage. 2-0 pitch. We'll look at a strike. Portes misses with the 2-1 pitch. Look, Perozo and Villavicencio, again, they've been around for a while at St. Lucie, even though they're young players. And you know, they've seen the lows of what's happened in St. Lucie the last couple of years. Now, as they are older, better players, they are key cogs as this St. Lucie Met team looks to be a pretty good squad. Villavicencio is going to steal. Well, it's ball four. He got a great jump anyways. They weren't going to get him if it was a strike. Feel good for guys like Villavicencio and Perozo who have, again, been in the dark times the last couple of seasons with the squad really struggled, but now, you know, 11-8 record. Looks like a team that can compete in the first half. Winning ball games consistently. And back to what they saw basically as part-time bench players in 2022. Simone Juan trying to turn his season around. Takes a strike. And then hits a ground ball fair down the third baseline. Simone Juan hustling up to second with a double. He drives in the game's first run As Villavicencio scores, it's 1-0 Mets.
Well, Juan, who had kind of been struggling at the plate, a really nice job to drive that one just beyond on the inside part of third base. Gets all the way down to the line. It's an easy stand-up double to drive in a run, and the Mets off to an early 1-0 lead.
Rosso stopped at third, and for Simone Juan, that is now consecutive games with the double. Infield stays back for the Tortugas with Wilhoit at the plate. Surrender a run for an out in the early going. Wilhoit with the drive to deep left field. Leonis going back. Bye-bye baseball. Trace Wilhoit, a three-run shot. His third of the season. And the Mets go up 4-0.
This ball was crushed. 108.1 off the bat, a 33-degree launch angle, 391 feet. Wilhoit got all of that one.
A majestic shot for Wilhoit. We know can strike with the power, had the multi-homer game earlier in the homestand against Tampa. That's scuffled with the strikeouts in this series, but dangerous. One swing gets him back going, and all four batters who have come to the plate this inning for the Mets have come around to score. Mets have done everything in the inning but triple against Portes. You have Villavicencio a single, Peroza the walk, double by Juan, and three-run homer by Wilhoit. And we have a mound visit from Jason Imekas, the pitching coach. Well, the Mets offense didn't have a lot going for it on Tuesday and Wednesday. They found enough and extras on the walks on Tuesday, the four-run fourth inning on Wednesday that carried the day. Some more walks in there. The bats have come alive the deeper this series has gone. We started to see it Thursday in the ninth inning as the Mets rallied for three runs, fell just short. And yesterday exploding, and today it took two innings to get going. Four spot, nobody out in the second. Enriquez doubled late in the game yesterday, will take ball one, 97 miles per hour. Some frustration there, that pitch from Portes. Ball outside. Mets have now outscored Daytona 28-12 in the series. Most of that in the last couple of games. Cutter inside. It's 3-0. Ball four. And the Mets have Portes on the ropes here after a three-run shot by Wilhoit. Portes can't find the strike zone to the nine-hitter. Sets the table for the top, Trey Snyder. So first time through the order, great success for the Mets. And six of the nine got on base. Portes has to start making some adjustments here. He's going to be done quickly. And Snyder's going to take a changeup across the letters for strike one. Nice save by Omana, running a wild pitch. We'll keep Enriquez at first for the moment. Mets scored six runs on seven hits in their last inning at the plate last night. Scoreless in their first inning tonight, but four here in the second inning. Looks like Enriquez is going to run. There he goes. Breaking ball high. Double clutch throw. Not going to be in time. By Omana. Second stolen base for the Mets tonight. Henriquez had the lean and the happy feet. Portes decided not to throw over. And double clutch cost Armani any chance at the out. 2-1, a line shot foul. Look out, JJ, our subject to the pregame interview. That's bench coach, first base coach, duck for cover.
I think there's something to, Adam, the Hulk night here at Clover Park, and the offense and Gomez, everybody's just crushing or throwing the ball extremely hard right now.
They have great power so far for this Mets team. Ball fouled back. Got Ramon Gomez throwing 104 miles per hour on the mound. You got Trace Wilhoit hitting bombs just in front of the scoreboard out to left. Throw back to second. Enriquez dives back in. Snyder drew a walk to start the Mets night at the plate. He's in a 2-2 count here. And he chases outside for strike three on the slider. It's the first thing that's gone right for Cortez in the inning. Gift. Strike three. Now Houck will come up. Well, Houck with maybe the at-bat of the game so far. A 12-pitch line-out, 103 miles per hour. A tough break. He checks his swing on a changeup in the dirt. You keep working at-bats that long and hit the ball that high, the odds are definitely in your favor to come off not with something better than an out. Cortez the 1-0, and Houck will take it for a strike. 95. Houck hits the slider straight back. One and two. On the Mets shortstop tonight.
This has been a great start for the Mets. I'd like to see them keep their foot on the gas pedal. Pun intended.
Out, foul tip, strike three. So, Cortez looked like he was about to let go of the rope after the three-run homer and the ensuing walk, and he's responded by striking out the top two hitters in the lineup. Marco Vargas will come to the plate for a two-out RBI hit. Enriquez reached second with nobody out, still there, with two down. Vargas 0 for 1 at the ground out. First pitch to him. Change up outside, ball one. Mets scoring for this inning. And the RBI double by Simone Juan and the ensuing three-run homer by Trace Wilhoit. Crowd already energized by the hard-throwing Ramon Gomez. Vargas gets out of the way. 2-0. Well, they're not going to get real fireworks tonight, unfortunately, because of the drought conditions, but they've got game fireworks. Big cut by Vargas, 2-0. Took a shot. Vargas with one home run this year. That was last Sunday. The opposite field. Vargas takes the change up too tall. Three balls and a strike.
Well, Vargas doing what he does best with a really good approach here is work this into a full count.
Looking for something to drive. Payoff pitch, and he hits it hard on the ground to the first baseman down to a knee. McChrystal recovers and gets the out. And that's a good recovery inning for Portes the way it started. Four runs through the first four batters. Trace Wilhoit, three-run shot. Mets have an early 4-0 lead. Marvel superhero night at Clover Park, and Ramon Gomez is pitching like a superhero. Did not throw a pitch under 100 miles an hour in the first inning. Consistently 103, and topped out at 104.5 on a strikeout. Came back down to reality slightly last inning, but still hit 100 a handful of times, lived at 99. Face the bottom of the order, starting with Omanya. He starts in with the 99-mile-per-hour fastball. And he's gotten some help from his defense. Trey Snyder, a nice play at the hot corner in the first. Vince Brozo catching Valdez stealing to end the second. Hard ground ball, cut off by Houck from the pie slice. Good throw as Wilhoit holds the bag. And Colin Houck added to the list of nice plays made by the Mets defense tonight.
Again, all around great plays here from the Mets. It's a nicely hit ground ball, but Houck with a nice sliding stop, throws over to first, and a good job by Wilhoit to secure it for the out.
Espinoza hits another back to Gomez. Nice snag. That's about the least hard he'll throw all night. A lollipop over there first. Espinoza out. Helping his own cause. Couple of quick outs here, and Leonis, the nine-hitter to the plate. Daytona's offense scuffling the last couple of nights. First time through the order. Didn't do much any yesterday. Has 100. He is over the plate, back to triple digits. Gomez working in a nice rhythm. The 0-1. Picks the inside corner. Back to 101. The 0-2 pitch, high at 101. The difference between Gomez tonight and Sunday he was throwing hard, hit 102 a couple of times, and he was kind of all over the place. Still managed to pitch a scoreless outing, but today he's picking corners, hitting his spots. This slider at 91 strikes out Leonis. Ramon Gomez, have yourself a night, young man. As retired beside in order, in the third. Now, Jake, we've gone viral. Not us, but Ramon Gomez. And 104.5 miles an hour, that's one of the hardest pitches in recorded history. So people are taking that and running with it, as well they should. Gomez having himself a whale of a game and a great time out there. It looks like he's having so much fun. Big bouncing ball by Gutierrez right to the shortstop. Sanchez throws him out. One pitch, one out. Gutierrez, the only Met not to hit last inning. He's retired for the second time tonight. Now he, Villavicencio, started the four-run inning in the third. Single, or in the second, rather. We're in the third. 4-0 St. Lucie, hitting Daytona 3-0. No errors in the game. Portes, like he's back on the horse here. He's retired four in a row now. So it's Villavicencio with ball one outside on a change. Another changeup, this one in the strike zone. Chase is high at 95. Use his timeout. Reset. The 1-2. Tough ground ball, charging from third. Espinoza, nice throw on the run. Villavicencio is out. Kevin searching for his sixth multi-hit game. Out of the eight he's now playing with St. Lucie. We'll have to try again next time. This is a pitcher making an adjustment second time through the lineup with success after the Mets got to him first time through. Second time through the order, he's gotten everybody, all five. Rozo drew a walk, scored on the Will Hoyt homer, pops up foul. Mets had their four-game winning streak snapped on Thursday night, so they fell just short their comeback bid, trying to start a new winning streak. So they won on Friday 11-2, 4-0 here. 7-3 on the current 12-game homestand. Portes delivers the 0-2, and Perozzo pops it back. Stays alive. What this Mets team has done a good job of is avoiding the losing streaks. They had twice this season have they lost back-to-back games, and they've not lost three in a row yet. 0-2 pitch, off the mark. And they lost on a Sunday to Jupiter, and then on after the Monday off day, lost the first game in Lakeland. And last week they lost on a Thursday-Friday to Tampa, followed that with a four-game winning streak. And then yesterday, they made sure they didn't lose back-to-back games for the third time. Romping 11-2 win over the Tortugas here.
That's a great recipe for success, not getting into those long losing streaks.
A 1-2 misses. Team started slow, 1-3 out of the gate. Then, since then, they've had the best record in the Florida State League. 2-2 on Perozzo. The ground ball to the first baseman, McChrystal. He'll underhand flip. Perozzo busting it, nearly wins the race, but is indeed out. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Portes. He's retired six straight. We've played three at Clover Park on Marvel Superhero Night. The Mets lead 4-0. have a new pitcher on the mound. It's Frank Ellisalt. So three wonderful, exciting innings for Ramon Gomez. Face the minimum, no hits, one walk, four strikeouts. Jake, sorry you missed out the play-by-play fun there. But you can take over here in the fourth.
That's all right. I get to have Frank Ellisalt, who's having a fantastic season himself, get set here for the Mets in inning number four. First pitch fouled off, and it's 0-1 now here to Henley. Great stuff from Gomez, three innings, with no hits, no earned runs, one walk, the four strikeouts, and of course the big one at 104. Not to be outdone by his other strikeout, which is at 103. A one pitch foul straight back by Henley this time, and it's 0-2.
104 is going to live on in St. Lucie Mets lore. They didn't have a radar gun back in the day when the Mets first started. But I'm going to say that that is going to go down as the fastest pitch in St. Lucie history, at least recorded.
0-2 pitch. Swung on and missed for a strike three. And Ellisalt picks up right where Gomez left off with a strikeout to start the fourth.
Oh, no. We have a visitor in the booth. He was uninvited guest, an intruder. Our old friend, the mayor of Clover Park.
Who gave him the Holt gloves?
Not I. No hitting. No hitting allowed in the booth. You're like a
Sanchez.
Marvel villain. That's what you are. You're a Clover Park villain.
Takes a first pitch just a little bit too tall, and it's 1-0.
The Clover Park Thanos. But we have the Hulk hands here. Dr. Doom, maybe? That'd be a good name, Dr. Doom.
You have to ask me a question. 0-1 pitch swung on and missed. It's 0-2.
What is the question you want to ask us? Oh, yeah. The lineup card had two first basemen on it, though the sheet did.
Tenney trying to give Adam a hard time. 1-1 outside, and it's ball two.
Look, I'm given a lineup. It had two first basemen on it, and I put it down and printed it out. All right. I did what the lineup said.
Who keeps letting him up here?
I don't know. Our security at the gate is pretty poor.
2-1 pitch. Just misses out on the outside corner. Count moves to 3-1. Kenny, listen, I probably shouldn't be telling you this, but I want you to know we have put out a Hulk video, which you will probably be able to see later on the broadcast today. But I got some messages of people saying, where's Kenny? He's not in the video. This pitch is outside, and that is ball four. So it's a walk here to Sanchez.
For the moment, I think they have a challenge here.
Yep, hold the phone, Perozzo. And I also think they might have a strike, which would prevent the walk, and they do.
Perozzo 2-for-2 today.
Another challenge one for the Mets and Vincent Perozzo.
About as close as you can get.
Oh, man, that one just catching the outside. So it's a strike, and the count is now full.
And the mayor of Clover Park, Kenny, he's banned from social media videos until he's nicer to me on the golf course. Very mean on Monday on the off day, and I said, no more. I said, you're suspended from the videos. Showrunner Phil said he's the ghost of Clover Park. You didn't like my Dr. Doom comparison? Galactus on Marvel Knight?
Ellisalt set for the payoff pitch, and it misses low. This time it will be ball four. Now it is a walk to Sanchez.
Number three, designated hitter, Sammy Sabora.
Who's your favorite Marvel character, Jake?
My favorite Marvel character. There's so many. And I have an easy answer, and I'm trying to think of one that's...
Can I guess the easy answer?
Yes.
Iron Man.
That is correct.
We have Iron Man up here.
I love a little of myself some Robert. Robert Downey Jr. played Iron Man so well. This pitch is taken low, and it's 1-0 to Stafora.
This is a serious action figure right here.
It's a really cool action figure, I will add. One ball, no strike. The runner on first here and one out in the fourth. Ellisalt fires one low. The count moves to 2-0.
Well, I'm easy in that way, too, Jake. He's my favorite as well, Iron Man.
There you go.
Kind of started it all. RDJ.
And ended it all.
Looking forward to his return to the MCU in a couple years.
2-0. And that one just catch the zone. So fires in a strike. Moves the count to 2-1. Did you read any of the comic? Are you a big comic books guy, Adam? Because there's so many different comic books. And we have a giveaway that we had for fans who came to the game today. Special edition X-Men. 2-1 pitch fouled off. And he was up at 2-2.
Yeah, all the fans who came in today got this.
Baseball themed.
X-Men and then X-Men, Fantastic Four. Marvel's First Family. So, yeah, peruse this, but MILB related. It's pretty cool.
Cool stuff.
Yeah. To answer your question, no, I was not a comic.
El Salt set in the 2-2. This one misses too low. Count run full.
I need to read more, Jake. We all need to read more.
Comic books are a great place to start with all those pictures. El Salt, payoff pitch. And this one is fouled off down the right field side. Taking off on that pitch was Sanchez, but he'll have to head back now.
We got some readers there. Perusing the comic book.
Payoff, runner goes, and it's swung on and missed. Foul tip. Looks like San Stafford just got a piece of it. Ends up as a foul ball. So we'll do it once more. We've had the two foul balls on the payoff pitches. Sanchez has taken off both times. Payoff for the third time, but first a check over on Sanchez back in safely. Goes again, swung on and missed for strike three. The throw to second, not in time. El Salt does get the strikeout on Stafura, though, on the third payoff pitch.
And even though it wasn't a strike him out, throw him out, good for the Mets to get one there, as El Salt didn't want to walk back-to-back batters with the 4-0 lead and give Daytona a chance for a big inning. Strikeout will go a long way in preventing that. It looks like Peroso might be a little dinged up. He already threw out one runner tonight, and that was a strong throw as well, even though it was late. I think they're going to have to come check on him.
Peroso has been excellent behind the plate for St. Lucie to start this season.
Or not.
He's had a couple of throwouts. Mets earlier in the year had to strike him out, throw him out. Been good. Here's McChrystal now for the Tortugas. Takes this pitch outside, 1-0. Misses low. Count moves to 2-0 now. Oh, I thought of my favorite Marvel superhero, which we'll get to here after this 2-0 pitch, which is taken for ball three. I love Thor. I'm a big Thor guy.
Thor.
The god of thunder. Pitch, hard ground ball. This one right to Vargas. He'll scoop it, fire to first, and that's in time for out number three. So the Mets continue to cruise right along. Strand one runner at second. And we are down to the bottom of the fourth here with the Mets leading 4-0. New pitcher on the mound here for the Tortugas. It's Will Cannon. He will take over for Fortis here in the fourth inning. Cannon, who holds a 1.29 ERA in five games, seven innings pitched. Now face off against Simone Juan. First pitch, breaking ball, missed low for ball one.
Well, I thought Portes did a nice job. That four-batter stretch where they all reached and scored. But he did finish his day retiring six straight.
Another one taken low here by Juan. He's ahead 2-0 now.
And again, the counterpart he went against, Ramon Gomez, just blew the doors off this building with those 103, 104 mile-an-hour fastballs. That's tough to compete against.
2-0 pitch, swung on and fouled off. Came on inside of the hands of Juan.
That's a painful swing if you're Juan. That's a jam shot. Unfortunately, it didn't hit him in the fingers.
Well, this pitch fired in here for a strike, but a challenge from Juan. He thinks this was ball three. Mets 2-0 on their challenges so far, both coming from Vincent Ferroso, the Mets catcher. And this will stay a strike, so the Mets lose their first challenge of the game, down to one remaining. And it's set, and the 2-2. In there for a called strike three. Cannon fires in an 85-mile-an-hour changeup for the strikeout. Juan is down on strikes. And that'll bring up Trace Wilhoit to the plate. And if you remember, in his first at-bat, he crushed a three-run home run off of the scoreboard.
Hulk power.
Pitch is low, and it's 1-0 now to Wilhoit. Hey, you heard of a Hulk smash? How about a Wilhoit smash? That's what that swing was. 108 off the bat. Trying to do it again here. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Count evens up at 1-1.
That look by Trace with the those glasses on and the mustache. Looks like a baseball player right there. That's a guy who can smash a three-run homer.
1-1. Just getting a piece of it as it breaks down too low as Will Hoyt. The count moves to 1-2. Well, as they say, look good, feel good, play good. It's Will Hoyt right now, trying to top his three-run home run from the second inning. Behind here to Cannon, 1-2.
Chewing the gum, too.
This pitch is taken low. Count's evened up at 2-2. Home jersey on, glasses, chewing the gum.
Stash.
It's hitting all the baseball stereotypes. I love it. Cannon's 2-2 pitch. Just below the knees and a challenge here. I think both Omana and Cannon were ready to challenge this pitch.
Looked pretty similar to the spot where strike three was to Simone Juan.
And it is a strike. And that will be strike number three against Will Hoyt. Just catching the zone.
Well, to a right-handed hitter, that's a tough pitch to hit with two strikes. Next time, Will Hoyt's just going to have to swing at it, foul it off, and hope that he gets a better pitch the next time.
So back-to-back strikeouts here on the fourth, and now Yonatan Henriquez.
Henriquez, the last Met to reach base. That explosion for four runs, and Henriquez walked, and nothing since.
Henriquez takes the first pitch he sees outside.
Baseball's a funny game that way.
But the good news is for the Mets, when they had that opportunity, they did cash in that second inning. That's why they lead 4-0 right now. 1-0. Taking for a strike.
Yeah, for instance, first two games, Mets went 2-0 against Daytona, 7 total hits. Next game, 10 total hits, lost. It's baseball, man. Who knows?
1-1 from Cannon. And it's cut on and missed. Big swing there from Henriquez. And it will come set here. Kicks and deals in the 1-2. This is too low. Count's evened up at 2-2. Rika is trying to avoid a 1-2-3 inning. Two-two pitch, and this one is fouled off. Deep on the left field side. Cannon now with the 2-2. And that misses low. Henriquez able to work himself into a full count after falling behind. Cannon with the payoff. And that is called strike three, an immediate challenge here from Henriquez. He was pretty confident that this was ball four. Tortuga's already walking off. They are pretty confident that this is strike three. And it is. So the Mets are now out of challenges, and it's a 1-2-3 inning with Cannon striking out the side. We will head to the fifth here at Clover Park with the Mets up 4-0. A new pitcher here for the St. Lucie Mets. It's Aaron Sena. He will take over for Ellisall. Face off against the Tortugas in the fifth inning. This is Reyes at the plate. Swing and a miss here. Counts even up at 1-1. One pitch, swung on and missed. Martina ahead 1-2. A short outing for Ellisall. He goes one inning, no hits, no earned runs, one walk, and two strikeouts.
Well, this is a repeat of Sunday. So these are the guys that are all paired up together.
1-2 pitch, check swing, called strike three, right at home plate. Aaron Sena starts his game off with a strikeout of the fifth.
On Sunday in the Mets 8-2 win over Tampa, you had Gomez for 2 1/3. Ellisall was the bridge pitcher for an inning and 2/3, and then Aaron Sena went 3 innings. So all well rested, all appearing for the first time this week. Plenty of rest. Let's hope that they can do what they did last Sunday.
First pitch to Valdez, fouled off, caught Perozzo. He's right back up though. Foul ball. Valdez behind 0-1.
Our Saint on Sunday, by the way, was really good. Three innings, no earned runs, just one walk and six strikeouts. One run against him unearned.
Saint with 0-1. And this one's chopped foul down towards the Mets dugout.
And he's not going to throw 104 like Gomez did, but he's going to reach high 90s. Let's see, he's loosey-goosey out there.
0-2. This one's way inside. A slider that just got away from Aaron Sena, and it makes it 1-2. A 1-2 pitch foul down to the right side.
That was 98.
So Aaron Sena showing off his high heat. 98.7 fastball. Fly ball into center field. Racing in quickly is Henriquez, and he's going to make the catch for out number two. That'll now bring up Romano to the plate. For one so far today. First pitch swung on a miss, 94 mile an hour fastball. A one, another cut and a miss. I'm saying that quickly ahead, 0-2. Two pitch, called strike three, and a challenge here by the Tortugas. Both teams could be out of challenges. Looked like a pretty good pitch. The Mets are so confident they're already basically off the field, and it is strike three. So it's a 1-2-3 inning, ending on the strikeout from Aaron Sena. And we will head to the bottom of the fifth. Mets leading 4-0 here at Clover Park on Marvel Superhero Night. back now here in Port St. Lucie as the Mets take on the Tortugas in game number 5 of the 6-game series. Beautiful Saturday night. Mets lead it 4-0 as we get set to start the bottom of the 6th. Trey Snyder will lead it off for the Mets, looking to try to add on. Mets have scored 4 runs in the 2nd, have been held scoreless since. Cannon's first pitch to Snyder popped up high. Mana heading back, but it's going to be caught here by Espinoza. The race is in. Snyder down on the pop out, and now it'll be Colin Howe. Next up for St. Lucie. Now the retired streak continues here for the Tortugas since that 2nd inning. Pitch misses low, 1-0 to Howe. And we go all the way back to Jonathan Henriquez, who walked in the 2nd inning, and then it is 10 straight retired.
Well, here's the rematch from the big home run on Tuesday night.
Taken outside, 2-0. Howe ahead in the count.
The Tortugas are pitching a two-hit shutout until Howe, that solo home run over the Corona home run house against Cannon. First matchup since.
Cannon's 2-0. It's taken for a strike just at the knees. Well, and you have to believe Cannon remembers that and would love to pick up a strikeout here against Howe. One ground ball. This one is grabbed by Espinoza, firing across the diamond, and that's in time for out number 2. So Cannon able to win this round on the ground out, and now it'll be Marco Vargas next up for the Mets, trying to avoid it, making it 13 in a row retired. Pitch taken for ball 1, and Vargas head on and 0. He's 0 for 2 so far, looking for his first hit of the game. Pitch taken high again, 2-0. Pitch taken for ball 3. Vargas and a friendly hitter's count. See if he gets the green light on 3-0. He will take it all the way, and that is ball 4 in the first base runner for the Mets since Jonathan Henriquez back in the 2nd inning.
And that was with no outs, so all the way until 2 outs in the 5th. Ending a string of 11 in a row retired. Mets have had success stealing bases tonight. They're 2 for 2 between Snyder and Henriquez. I wonder if Vargas, with good speed, won't try to go here to get into scoring position.
Gutierrez at the plate for St. Lucie, 0 for 2 so far in this one. Vargas with a healthy lead over at first base. Fouled straight back by Gutierrez, 0-1.
That's a pitch that Gutierrez wants back. That was a hanging slider just above the belt. A mistake from Cannon, who got away with it.
Cannon set. And the 0-1 pitch, there goes Vargas, taken for a strike, throw to second, in time for the out. So Vargas out on the bases, and that will end the inning. Let's go down on 3 batters, and now we'll head to the 6th here in Clover Park. Back now at Clover Park as we get set for the sixth inning. Sena back on the mound for St. Lucie. Espinoza will lead it off for the Tortugas. Mets leading 4-0. First pitch fired in there for a strike. Mancina trying to continue his dominant pitching performance we've seen from St. Lucie today. A one pitch called strike on the outside part of the plate. Espinoza doesn't love the call, but with both teams out of challenges, they will have to live with it. And that ball was out of the strike zone. Sena's 0-2, and a line drive, that's going to get down for a base hit into right field. And that is the first one of the game for the Tortugas.
Well, it took Daytona until the fourth inning yesterday to get its first hit. This time took him to the sixth, though. And he thought of something truly special happening tonight. It was by the wayside.
Leonis at the plate here for Daytona now. Takes a pitch upstairs.
In the history of the St. Lucie Mets, they only pitched 1 9-inning no-hitter. A handful of 7-inning no-hitters. Get through those doubleheader games.
1-0, too tall again. Now 2-0 to Leonis. Espinoza able to break up that no-hit bid on the line drive in the right. Pickoff move to first, but back in plenty of time.
No no-hitters in recent St. Lucie history. 38-year-old franchise now, and closest one I can recall, 2022, in recent memory, Christian Scott flirted with one in a 7-inning game.
2-0, bunt goes down, and it's booted here by Snyder, and everybody is safe.
Yeah, I'm not sure he was going to get Leonis anyways, and Leonis has been trying to bunt his way on all series. And even Trey picks this up, looking where Leonis was down the line. He would have had to put it in his pocket. But, here comes Daytona. Mets haven't done anything on offense since the Woolwhite three-run homer. And two on, nobody out. A real chance for Daytona now that they've kind of broken the seal with that first hit to get something going offensively.
And that'll bring pitching coach for St. Lucie, Luis Alvarado, out to the mound for a mound visit. Got into the sixth inning with no hits from Daytona, and now back-to-back base hits. Two runners on with nobody out. So an opportunity here for Daytona. Henley at the plate, 0-2 in this one. Sena looking to try and shut it down and keep the Mets out in front. They currently lead it by 4. First pitch fouled straight back. Fastball at 98. And he was able to just get a piece of it. One, and that ball gets to the backstop.
Wild pitch.
Wild pitch, and now there'll be runners on second and third with no outs.
Now Daytona's got a chance to cut this lead in half, and they can do it without necessarily getting a hit.
Timeout here taken by Henley. He'll step out for a moment. Base hit likely scores 2. Mets up by 4. That lead is threatening to dwindle right now with no outs and 2 runners on, both in scoring position. 0-2 from Arensen on its way. Swing and a miss for strike 3. That's a big strikeout for the first out of the inning.
any out that doesn't result in a run is a good out for Arcena. Trying to keep Daytona at bay.
Official score, Bill, got a second look on that. Wild pitch, it has overturned it to a pass ball. So one out here, Sanchez at the plate. And a big cut and a miss.
Sanchez has, he's had an interesting series. He's been banged up, had to come out of a game, miss a game. He's the FSL Player of the Week. Hasn't been the best week for him, but with a swing like that, if he connects, certainly get Daytona right back in it.
One pitch. This is taken low, and it bounces away from Perozzo, but it bounces in front of him. That pitch, by the way, at 101 miles per hour. So Arcena showing he can break 100.
Now, why throw just 100 when you can throw 101 to 104 like Arcena and Gomez?
One pitch. Swing and a miss. His fastball at 95. Well, Arcena showing off. His fastball is almost like two different types of pitches. You can see one at 101, or you might see one at 95.
Dialed it back to get it over.
1-2 pitch on its way. And it's fouled off down into the stands.
That's the right idea. 99, raise it up a little bit. And, you know, Arcena can raise that just a couple more inches. Might have got the swing and miss.
See what he does here on the 1-2 pitch. Check swing, called strike three. He got him.
That was nasty. That totally froze Sanchez. It had a lot of movement on it for a pitch at 95.
Two huge back-to-back strikeouts for Arcena after two hits to lead off the inning.
That good mound visit by Luis Alvarado seemed to calm him down, keep him a breath. This becomes a really big at-bat in the game. Stafura gets a hit, and it gets Daytona back in it off the hook. And if Arcena can get a strikeout, it'd be a big boost for the Mets to stay up by four.
First pitch taken just low for a ball.
Triple digits again. 100.2.
Two outs, two runners on here. In the sixth, 1-0 pitch outside, 2-0 to Stafura. It's all on the 2-0. Fouled straight back, just over the top. Nope, nope, comes back. Into the stands.
Close to comfort for us there, Jake.
Thought that might have been the one.
Holkan ready to bat it down.
2-1 from Arcena. Take it just outside. Count moves to 3-1. First base is open. Of course, would like to end the inning right here. Arcena, 3-1 pitch. Line drive into right field, and this one is going to be just past Simone Juan. It rolls all the way to the wall. Two runs are in, heading towards third. He's Stafura, and he is in with a stand-up triple.
Yeah, huge triple, game-changing hit. Fastball, middle out. Juan reaching, he never really had a shot at that. That was headed to the gap the whole way. So Arcena can't overcome the two hits to lead off the inning. Now we got a ball game.
With that triple, it cuts the Mets' lead to just two. Daytona still with a runner in scoring position as Stafura stands on third base. McChrystal fouls off the first pitch he sees. Behind here, 0-1. You know how baseball can change with one swing of the bat. Big one for Daytona to try and stick with it. 0-1. Take it high. Even up the count.
Yeah, that's Perozzo thought that was a strike. By the way, it was. Might need to have a new rule for a day or two. Only pros are allowed to challenge.
He has been excellent when it comes to the challenges.
He would have been 3-for-3 if he was allowed to have one left.
1-1 pitch, just outside.
And now the fans getting a little restless after the triple. Thinks that Arcena is being squeezed. That one a hair out of the zone.
Both teams already out of challenges in this game. No more. 2-1. Outside. 3-1. Arcena falling behind here to McChrystal. One pitch, swung on and missed. Got to the at 3-2. Full count with two outs here. Payoff pitch outside, ball four.
And Arcena might be running out of gas here. He's throwing a lot of pitches this inning. We'll see if he's allowed to continue to pitch.
Up to 37 now in total. Mets manager Luis Rivera is on the top step, but looks like he's going to stay down there. So Arcena will face off against Reyes, who's 0-for-2. Runners on the corners with two outs. Pitch high here to Reyes, 1-0. Pitch fired in there for a strike. That's one Arcena needed, gets it over.
And Reyes not happy about the call at all, and it was outside. Teams, they put themselves in this position. They don't like the strike zone. They should have challenged better.
Now the 1-1. This one does miss outside. 2-1. Seen two calls in this inning that could have been flipped, but with neither team on challenges, nothing they could do about it. To one pitch, fired too high.
Man, these sequences of not throwing strikes, this is the third straight batter, 3-1. It's got Daytona's dugout clapping and coming to life.
Arcena trying to battle back here. 3-1 pitch inside, and that is ball four. It's going to load the bases. But the Tortuga is just trailing by two.
Yeah, he's just out of gas. Spent a lot of energy getting Henley and Sanchez to strike out, and then he's fallen behind everybody since 3-1, and they've all managed to reach, so that'll do it for him.
Luis Rivera out to make the pitching change. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, the new pitcher for the St. Lucie Mets. New pitcher in for the St. Lucie Mets is Josh Blum. He will take over for Aaron Sena here, inheriting the bases loaded, trying to get the Mets out of a jam with two outs in the inning. Valdez at the plate for Daytona. First pitch, check swing. Is this going to stay fair? No, it's foul.
The Mets had hoped that went foul because there was no play to be had. Excuse me, tapper by Valdez nearly worked out for him. Perozzo did the right thing, not grabbing that as soon as he could and let it go foul. Well, it's a big sequence here for Blum. This game has changed. Arcena, I think the Mets were hoping for longer than an inning and two-thirds from him, especially how he just breezed through the fifth. Mets were out away from getting out of this 4-0, now trying to just keep any lead.
0-1 pitch in there for a called strike, and Blum is ahead 0-2. Blum is coming to this game. This is his sixth appearance. Nine innings pitched so far, a 3 ERA, 10 strikeouts. Looking for another one here against Valdez. He's set in the 0-2. That one misses too far outside. A ball and two strikes. Valdez, who's 0-for-1, did draw. One-two pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. Josh Blum comes in and gets a massive strikeout to leave the bases loaded. We'll head to the bottom of the sixth. Mets now trail their lead by two. Sixth inning, Mets lead it by two. Daytona able to stretch across two runs back in the sixth inning. Mets will look to try and put that 4-run lead back. Leading it off here for the St. Lucie Mets is Gutierrez. Gutierrez takes the first pitch low, and it's 1-0. Pitch, take him inside. Gutierrez quickly ahead here, 2-0. For Cannon, two innings pitched. No hits, no earned runs. One walk and three strikeouts. Gutierrez, look out on this one. It's away and it's 3-0. Pitch, and that's a called strike just at the top of the zone. Gutierrez wasn't thrilled with the call, and he was right. It was high, but again, no challenges. 3-1 pitch. This one, though, does miss, and that is ball four. So Gutierrez draws the leadoff walk. And the Mets with an opportunity here to try and score some insurance runs after they saw their lead dwindle. Kevin Villavicencio next up at the plate for St. Lucie. Shows bunt but pulls it back. And on appeal here, not enough. So it's a 1-0 count. Fly ball, shallow left field, and that's going to be caught. Leonis with a nice sliding catch to get Villavicencio. Gutierrez will have to hold back at first base. They'll bring Vincent Perozzo into the batter's box. Rosso hits the first pitch he sees high in the air. This one is going to get out of play and into the stands. One now. Rosso trying to hit a rally moving for the Mets. Have the Hulk smash-o meter here at Clover Park.
I'm alarmed.
0-1, fly ball into right field. And this one is going to stay in play and be caught by Valdez just near the netting in right field.
Yeah, very nice catch. Ball looked like it was going to hook into the stands, rounded to it.
So after the leadoff walk, Gutierrez, two quick outs, and now Simone Juan, who had the big double back in the second inning that scored the first run for the Mets. The first pitch he sees hits high in the air. This one will get into the stands, and it's a foul ball. So I don't know if you could hear it on the broadcast, but we played a Hulk smash-o-meter with Hulk saying Hulk smash a couple of times as it got louder and louder.
Scary.
0-1. That's taken for ball one. On one pitch, fouled off here by Juan, and count moved to 1-2. Now, Hulk is the strongest Avenger, and he's also one of the smartest Avengers, because you have to remember Bruce Banner.
Brains and the brawn.
Brains and the brawn. 1-2 pitch, and this one is flown into shallow right field. Racing in is Valdez. He's going to make the catch for out number three. So Mets cannot do anything on the leadoff walk. They strand Gutierrez at first base. Right of the seventh, Mets up by two.
twilight at Clover Park, Port St. Lucie, Florida. Mets leading 4-2, both teams with three hits. Quintana got all of its hits last inning. Mets had all their hits in the second inning. Other than that, all's quiet on the offensive front. Diego Omani, the only Tortuga not to hit last inning, will foul the first pitch off from Blum. It's going to be interesting to see how Luis Rivera, Luis Alvarado, manager, pitching coach, try to piece this together. The final three innings, where Arcena only gave an inning and two-thirds, ran into trouble there in the sixth. Fly ball deep into right field by Omania. Juan near the line, and foul ground puts it away. And Blum came in and put out the fire, striking out Valdez. That kept the Mets up by two. A hit could have tied the game or given Daytona a lead. This is Blum's second appearance this week. He pitched on Tuesday the extra inning game, so he should be well rested. Pitched the ninth and the tenth, allowing just the sac fly and a free run, the free runner in, unearned run. So in crunch time, close game, he came through, and the Mets would like to see that again. So Hoss Brewer out there tonight, potentially. Chandler Marsh hasn't pitched since Wednesday as this brown ball is backhanded by Houck. The throw on point. Colin makes his second nice play today to retire Espinoza. The range in that pie slice early in the game in the second, and today goes the other way. Strong arm, quarterback arm.
There's been a lot of talk about Houck's power that we've seen every once in a while from the plate and at the big home run just a couple of nights ago, but you know, underrated here is his defense and how good it has been in 2025.
Certainly the arm plays from third. He can play from short, too. So Blum trying to make quick work of Daytona in the seventh. Throws ball one low to Leonis. Now Trey Snyder at third base coming in near the grass. Leonis bunted his way on. He takes a strike. No bunt shown here. It was he and Espinoza who singled to start the sixth inning. Actually scored on the two-run double, triple rather, by Stafura. Short the man a base. Oh, pitch clock about to expire, so Rosa will save the day. Charged as a mound visit, but not an automatic ball. Jake, I've broadcasted almost this whole game with the whole hand. I just can't.
Have to leave it on now. Can't take it off. It's brought some good luck,
hard,
extra power.
Hard to type. So, can understand Bruce Banner's frustration. 1-1 pitch is fouled away.
Well, that's Hulk's frustration. Bruce Banner's just fine to type.
I think Bruce Banner's pretty frustrated with the Hulk. From the movies I've seen, a little frustrated.
A little bit.
First when he does turn into him, then when he can't turn into him. Some issues there in the Avengers Endgame. It's a strikeout as Leonis goes down. It's a 1-2-3 inning, just what Blum was looking for. He's retired all four since coming into the game. Stretch time at Clover Park. Mets lead Daytona 4-2.
Mets looking for their first hit since this man, Trace Wilhoit, delivered the swing of the day. Three-run homer in the second inning. Nobody out, put the Mets up 4-0. Mets have been stuck in that four spot, stuck on that hit. Schoenwetter back out there, inning number two for him. And it's popped up and heading back for strike one. Schoenwetter worked around the Gutierrez leadoff walk, retired three in a row to finish the sixth inning. Reds number 26th ranked prospect according to MLB Pipeline. Slider swung on and missed. It's nothing and two. Schoenwetter, 20 years old from Ventura, California, drafted in the fourth round, 2023, out of San Marcos High School in Santa Barbara. He's had a tough start to this season, the 10.13 ERA. But he's ahead on Wilhoit 0-2. And Wilhoit skies one right in the middle of the infield. Reyes calls for it. Two hands makes the play. Let's continue to search for that hit. Now for Schoenwetter, his first appearance this season, two earned runs. His second appearance, two earned runs. And his last appearance, couldn't get out of an inning. Gave up five earned runs. Looking much better tonight. Curveball looked pretty good. Henriquez, who has a walk and a strikeout from the nine spot. Fastball outside, one and one. Mets have found some late game offense this week. Looking forward again. The ninth inning home run to tie the game on Tuesday, the two runs in the 10th. Scored a big insurance run in the eighth inning on Wednesday. Three runs in the ninth Thursday. Six runs in the eighth yesterday. Final at bat. Maybe they're just biding their time. Schoenwetter is falling behind three balls and a strike. And he has walked Henriquez. Jonathan will head down to first. We'll keep an eye on him. He does have a stolen base tonight. Need to put the running game into play here to get the offense going. Back to the top in Trey Snyder, who has walked, struck out, and popped out 0-2.
Mets trying to get him going right now, putting him at the top of the lineup so he gets some more at-bats, give him a couple more chances to get his confidence.
Looked at a slider down and away. Well, Jake, I handed off a 4-0 Mets lead to you for the middle three innings, and there you go again. Handing it back to me with the lead halved. There's a strike, it's 1-1. And for the second time this week, Jake, you called the middle three innings and the Mets didn't get a hit. What's going on with you over there?
Well, you know, it's like how you're golfing well to the first nine, and then you fall apart.
I do fall apart. I do. Sometimes we get it back together, Jake. That's what I will try to do here on this broadcast. Sometimes we get it back together. Depends on who the playing partners are. Two balls and a strike. Snyder drives it out of play. Well, tomorrow it's Jake Ricker Day on the broadcast, so Jake's going to handle the pregame show. Call play-by-play 1 through 3 and 7 through 9 and handle the post-game show. So a lot of pressure over there, young fella.
Well, if you remember last Sunday, the Mets secured a win against the Tampa Tarpons.
8-2, right? Cruise right through it. Yeah, it's ball three, and it's a full count. And with one out, this is prime time for Henriquez to take off. Held on by McChrystal. There he goes, and it's a swing and a miss. The throw down to second. Henriquez is tagged out. Snyder chases what would have been ball four. Mets that close to first and second, one out. Instead, it's a strike him out, throw him out. Mets offense goes quietly in the seventh. The Mets still lead 4-2, heading to the eighth. Haas Brewer is going to take over a potential six-out save opportunity here for Haas. And is pitching for the first time this week. Josh Blum, a perfect performance tonight. Appearance out of the bullpen, four batters, four outs. As Brewer misses up and in. Blum, strikeout, flyout, ground out, strikeout. On just 12 pitches, so he did his part. And Brewer throws ball one high to Henley, and then another ball high. Well, Haas pitched on Sunday. A little shaky there at the end, trying to put away the tarpons. The lead was never in jeopardy, but I think it was as clean as a finish as he was hoping for. Still a solid outing, his first earned run of the year, as this pitch misses inside. Two innings, a couple of hits, and run earned, a walk, and three strikeouts. He's falling behind here, 3-0 to Henley, who struck out three times. Not a guy you don't want to throw strikes to if you're the Mets. And he does get this one over. Keep Henley in the box. That was half a ball off. No challenges left for either side. Very poor use of challenges by both teams tonight. Now, our umpire's starting to miss a few. They have some regrets. 3-1, and that pitch is going to get in for a strike. Full ball in the zone. Brewer the payoff pitch, and he lost him. The fast man is down to first. It's Daytona down 4-0 early, has pitched it extremely well. Now looking to wake up the bats.
Not as good as the Mets have pitched this game. They've run into a little bit of trouble here when it comes to the walks. It's only their fifth one of the game. But when they've come in a couple of bunches.
There's Sanchez, represents the tying run. Soft ground ball out to Vargas. He'll underhand flip to first and get the out. That's a smart play by Marco. He didn't want to be too risky and throw up there to second, not with Henley's speed. All of a sudden turn to guaranteed out at first into first and second, nobody out. So take what the Tortugas give you. Sanchez, a dangerous hitter, is retired. And Henley up to second. Stafura responsible for the two runs tonight for Daytona at the plate. Two-run triple back in the sixth inning. The Mets were an out away from escaping the jam. Stafura, the two-run triple, but the Mets ended up stranding the bases loaded as the inning progressed to keep the 4-2 lead. Brewer is 1-0, and that's low as well, as Brewer's fighting his command early here. 24-year-old from Dallas, pitching in his seventh game. He already has two saves, 1.17 ERA, one of his saves of the six-out variety. Good pitch, backup slider, in for a strike. That two-out save, his first appearance of the year. A Saturday night, game two of the season against Jupiter, protecting a one-run lead the whole time. Stafura chases over the top of a slider. And it's an even count, two and two. So Brewer not a stranger to this situation. Two pitch, Henley trying to steal third. He will go back as Stafura, emergency hack, fouls it off to keep his at bat alive. And for Henley, trying to get to third with less than two outs. Making that possibly score without a hit. His speed. Brewer the 2-2, and Stafura drives it out of play right side. Kids will give it a look. One will bound out of Clover Park. Oh, I made it all the way up there, and just to see it go over the rail. It's down by the Tampa or the Daytona bus.
Where's the Finding Nemo seagull soundbite?
2-2 pitch, dips low. It's a full count now. One kid's going to plant himself up there at the top. I don't know if he knows it yet, but he might want to just hang out there. Snipe a few foul balls.
He's ready.
Hang in there. Don't climb over the wall, whatever you do.
He's taking a look.
He might be. I'd be getting nervous. Where's security? Where's Kenny? Where's the mayor? 3-2 to Stafura. Henley trying to steal. Stafura strikes out swinging. He's headed to first base. No throw by Perozzo. And for the third time in this series, we have a strike three to the backstop with the runner reaching. So Henley will steal. It's being called a pass ball initially on Perozzo. So that's painful for the Mets. Should have secured out number two. And now you're dealing with the tying run on first base and one out. As Ryan McChrystal will come to the plate, but not before we have another mound visit.
On that play, Henley gets a stolen base.
Yeah, no question that those are one of the toughest situations on the strikeout, but you don't get the throw down to first. And not only in this situation do you not get that out, but Henley able to move over to third base. So it's runners on the corners with one out. Fly ball into the outfield will make this a one-run ball game.
Well, Henley reaching third, a lot more palatable if the Mets could have secured out number two there. It is being called pass ball. So that would have been okay with out number two and Henley at third and let Hoss Brewer try to work through it. Now, though, Daytona an opportunity with the tying run on base. And Ryan McChrystal at the plate as the go-ahead run here in the eighth. McChrystal takes a bounce in the dirt. For the Mets, one out in the eighth. The offense hasn't recorded a hit since the second inning. If they want to win tonight, they might need the four runs they've scored to stand up. See if Brewer can dig deep here, overcome that pass ball. It didn't seem like it fazed him very much. 1-0, McChrystal slices one out of play left side. Even the count, a ball and a strike. Crystal tonight, a strikeout and a ground out and a walk. Last time up, 0-2. Check in on Stafura. He dives in safely. Henley walking down the line will go back. A ground ball foul towards first. Stafur's got good speed on first, and he was leaning, not running, as that pitch was being delivered. But now at the 1-2 count, wonder if they send him away to potential double play, get the Mets defense moving. Brewer the 1-2, and just getting enough Crystal to stay alive on that back foot slider.
It's a pretty good pitch there from Brewer. The slider's been his best pitch so far. Unfortunately, McChrystal just got enough of it to stay alive. See if he goes back to something similar here.
Check in again, and that's it for the disengagements. Brewer's got to deliver to the plate now. Pitch clock winding down as well. Can't step off to save himself now. With 2 seconds left, gets it off. Oh, and he hit McChrystal. Came in too hard and in with the fastball. And that was a big mistake. Had him right where he wanted him with the two strikes. Let him off the hook. And now the tying run is at second, and the go-ahead run is on first. So some miscues here by the Mets with Brewer walking a batter, hitting a batter. Perozzo missing strike three on a pass ball. All helping Daytona load up for a big inning. And Luis Reyes will come to the plate looking to tie this game up. Brewer's first pitch. He hits the outside corner for strike one.
Come on. Hulk transforms back into Bruce Banner. It's a short-term memory loss for Bruce Banner. That's what the Mets need to have right now and get right back into this one.
0-1 pitch. It's a ground ball hooked foul. Lenny Harris, former Met. Nice play. I'm sure that it's appreciated by DeVincenzo out there in left field. The other thing you have to think about now is Hoss Brewer's 22 pitches this inning, one out. Mets might have to get somebody up in the bullpen. 0-2 coming to Reyes. The pitch. It's a bouncer out to Houck. He will flip to second for one. The throw to first is in time for the double play. Vargas completes it. Just what the Mets needed. 6-4-3. Reyes lumbering down the line. Can't beat it out. Perfectly executed by the Mets. They stay up 4-2 and wiggle out of the bases loaded jam.
What a well-executed double play just when the Mets needed it the most to get out of the top of the eighth. Well, now they will guarantee themselves a multi-run lead in the ninth. Can they add to it? Mets have been very good in their last at-bats in this series. They've scored a run in their last at-bat in all four games so far this week. Colin Houck 0-3. And Schoenwetter out for inning number two, as Houck slices one down the dirt. It's picked up at first base by McChrystal. That was an odd squib shot by Houck. Couldn't get enough mustard on it to sneak it by the first base bag, and the Mets remain hitless since the second. Weaked in two walks, three walks. Good job by Diego Omana to erase couple of those three walks on caught stealings. There's Vargas 0-3, the walk and a caught stealing. Yeah, Mets 4-2 lead in major jeopardy, and walk the hit batter, pass ball strike three. Luis Reyes, that big chopper up the middle. How calmly handing it off to Vargas. Vargas pivoting, a strong throw, and Reyes not moving that well down the line off the bat. I think, Jake, both of us thought that
All right, Mets going to get one out of this, but Reyes out in plenty of time at first. A bouncer into the pie slice fielded by Sanchez, and Vargas is retired.
It's not what you would call a tailor-made double play ball, but the Mets do a great job defensively to turn it anyway. And that could be looming as a very big play in this game.
It is the play, no doubt. It is the play of the game right now. Daytona had the Mets on the ropes. The Tortugas only have three hits as well, and they came in the same inning, the two-run six, though it's not that surprising that double play unfolded there. And they loaded him up without the benefit of a hit as Gutierrez takes a strike. We'll see if Hossbrewer comes back out for the ninth. Threw a lot of pitches there in the eighth inning, but the double play, two outs on one pitch, the 23rd of the inning, might give him a chance to come back out. Gutierrez fouls one off. I've seen many times in baseball over the decades that, you know, a pitcher struggling with his command gets a double play ball and all of a sudden hits go time. That settles him right down and they just breeze on through. Hopefully that could be the case if Haas returns. Could save Marsh for tomorrow. Gutierrez, like he broke that bat on the foul, so grabs a new piece of lumber.
We don't have a great look at the Mets bullpen, which hides over there behind the Cutwater corner, but I haven't seen any balls flying over there, so I wonder if it will be Brewer to come back out.
Well, it's almost the same pitching order as the last time, last Sunday. Gomez, Elisalt, Arcena. Then you had to bridge Arcena and Brewer with Blum. This hot shot to short is out as Sanchez retires Gutierrez. It is a 1-2-3 inning for Schoenwetter. And so that will send this game to the ninth where the Mets will try to close it out. Brewers going back to the mound at the 4-2 lead. That scored four runs in the second, haven't had a hit since. Daytona, two runs in the sixth, haven't had a hit since. The drama in the eighth with the bases loaded, one out. That man, Hossbrewer, induced the double play from Luis Reyes. Now he will face a pinch hitter as E. Smith Pineda replaces Malvin Valdez. Willie Harris going to his bench, trying to spark a last inning rally as Brewer can't pick the corner on the fastball. each team just three hits offensively tonight. It's been a well-pitched game. This is a rip foul. Look out, Lenny. They don't come that fast at third base when he's here at Clover Park coaching fantasy campers. Pineda in this series, 5 for 15. And he lays off the slider. Now Valdez, the man he replaced to this point, 0 for 9 in the series. Brewers 2-1 pitch is yanked down the left side. That is going foul as well. So a couple of good swings by Pineda, but unable to straighten either out. DeVincenzo goes to retrieve it. Two balls, two strikes. Omania to follow, and then Espinoza. This is 6-7-8 in Daytona's order. Brewer made it through the heart of it. The 2-2, and it's a pop-up into center field. Henriquez jogging towards it, makes the play. And the pinch hitter Pineda is retired for out number one. It's the tying run remains in the on-deck circle. Omania, the catcher, 0 for 3. Done a nice job catching tonight. Well-pitched game by Daytona, plus two base runners caught stealing. Now they need his bat. He swings through a slider for strike one. Now Brewer looking sharper the outset of this inning than he did at the start of the eighth. That slider dives down, ball one. Line drive, other way, Juan racing towards it. He can't get there. Plays it on a hop. Here comes the throw to second, and it's going to be up the line, and it'll be tracked down by Houck.
Double.
And Juan, when he released this, looked like it could have been close. In the angle we have, this was off the mark. It's a double for Omania, and that will bring the tying run to the plate in Espinoza. Hustling up to second. Could have played it conservatively, knowing that it's all about the runner, batter coming to the plate. But by hitting, getting the double, he stays out of the double play ball. And this is not a surprise. This is a pinch hitter in Alfredo Duno. He's the top prospect on this Daytona team. He slugged a massive home run last night. So Willie Harris emptying his bench here to try to mount a comeback. He used Pineda to lead off, and now Duno replacing Espinoza. He's going to be swinging for the downs. And he takes a backup slider, strike one. And he turned on a Will Watson 96-mile-an-hour fastball yesterday and hit a tank just to the left of the scoreboard. And he takes that big rip again. A huge uppercut swing, trying to send one out of Clover Park to tie this game. Those two runs yesterday that he drove in on the homer, the only ones that Tortuga scored all night in the 11-2 Mets win. He's trying to hold Daytona down to two runs for a second straight night. Brewers ahead 0-2. Breaking ball struck him out. The pinch hitter Duno, the power threat, is out on three pitches. And he's taken a long look back at the Mets and now shooting a look to Perozzo. And now the umpire, did he think that maybe was fouled off? There was some hesitation as he started to walk back. But confirmed strikeout, and now it's down to Leonis. Even though he's the tying run, Mitt's still playing for potential bunt. And he will dribble one foul. Leonis, not big in stature, does have a home run this season. He's only hit today the bunt single. One pitch, and that's hit hard on the ground, but Vargas stabs it, sets his feet, throws to first, ball game over, Mets win. Leonis trying to beat it out by a half a step. The St. Lucie Mets win this game 4-2, and they have now won the series, taking four of the first five. Trace Wilhoit hit a three-run homer with nobody out in the second inning. The Mets didn't get another hit the rest of the way, but that's okay. The pitching did its part. The defense was good. Error-free game. Big double play in the eighth inning. Brewer looked sharp there in the ninth. Six out save for him. The St. Lucie Mets continue this impressive homestand, in which they are now 8-3 through the first 11 games with only tomorrow to go. Finding ways to win games. Three hits for the Mets. It was enough. Thanks to that big three-run homer by Trace Wilhoit. Mets will improve to 12-8 on the season. Four games over 500 for the first time. They will remain a game back of Jupiter or Palm Beach. Palm Beach going to move to 13-7 on the season. They're clubbing Jupiter 9-0. Daytona drops to 9-11. On the season. So more space between Palm Beach and St. Lucie and the other two teams. As the Mets remain one back, Daytona's now four out, Jupiter five outs. Mets win 4-2, and we have Jake Ricker standing by with Ramon Gomez, who threw three shutout innings and at 104 miles per hour today. He dodged that bucket of ice about as fast as he throws those fastballs. Jake will continue to wrangle him. Ramon Gomez, man, a few words. He'll let his pitching do the talking for him. We appreciate him stopping by, and Luis Alvarado, his pitching coach, must be very happy, very proud. Thank you for standing in and serving as the translator. Mets win 4-2. It's been a great week against their division rival Daytona. The Mets can really drop the hammer tomorrow. But before that, we have to come back and wrap up this victory on Marvel Superhero Night here at Kluber Park with the postgame show. grounds crew getting to work down there. Launch a ball crew out in left field. We're wrapping up a good night at Clover Park. Another St. Lucie Mets win. Two in a row since their four-game winning streak was snapped, so the team remains hot, winning six of the last seven games. Now with the record of 12-8, let's roll through the highlights. Ramon Gomez, there it was, ladies and gentlemen, the one that sparked the internet. 104 miles per hour, 0.5 we can add to that. As he strikes out Carlos Sanchez, he repeatedly hit 102 to 103 in that inning. Mets get a double here by Simone Juan, who's doubled in now consecutive games. That drives in via Vicencio for the game's first run. And then Trace Wilhoit, three-run homer, his third of the year. That put the Mets up 4-0. At that point, the four batters in the inning had all batted and scored. Colin Houck, Trey Snyder, Marco Vargas, good defense in the infield behind Gomez for his three no-hit innings. Wellington Arizena was pitching well in the fifth, but ran into some struggles in the sixth inning, couldn't make it out of it, was an out away from a shadowed inning, but Sammy Stafur hits a two-run triple. The Mets would escape the base-loaded jam thanks to Josh Blum. And for the Tortugas, nice catch there by Leonis in left field, robbing the Mets of a hit. They didn't get one after the Wilhoit homer. Collin showing off that old quarterback arm right there from deep in the hole at short. Mets, again, error-free game. Good to see. And this is the big play. Play of the game. Bases loaded. One out. 6-4-3. Double play to end it. Great stretch by Wilhoit. And with that, the Mets stranded the bases loaded with the two-run lead. They pitched around the double in the ninth as it looked like Brewer was more settled in there in the ninth. His second six-out save, his third of the season. So, Mets, another great pitching performance today. Found enough on offense to win this game 4-2. And for the Daytona Tortugas, after getting roughed up 11 runs on 15 hits yesterday, Daytona holds the Mets to three hits today. Still can't get a win. It's just been that kind of early season and that kind of homestand for the St. Lucie Mets. They find ways to win. They score late. They score early. They have timely hits. They get the pitching done they needed. The defense makes plays. It's a sign of a good team, and it looks like this is a team that believes that it can win on a nightly basis in many different ways.
I'm right there with you, Adam. I believe that this team can definitely do a lot of great things. I mean, so many different aspects of the game that they've played so well at. And even in this one, where the four runs all come in one inning, they came through big in that inning. Trace Wilhoit with a three-run home run. That's the sign of a really good team that just finds ways to win.
So the Mets lead this series 4-1. They've won two series in a row now. Now they can try to drop the hammer, the Hulk hammer, the Thor hammer, whatever you want to call it on Marvel Superhero Night tomorrow, as they will look to win 5 out of 6 and keep the good times rolling ahead of that big series next week with the Cardinals, who are equally as hot as the Mets. First pitch tomorrow is going to be at 12:10. Airtime on Valley Sports Live and MLB TV will be at noon Eastern time. Well, folks, that's going to do it for this game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final from Clover, Mets 4, Tortugas 2 for Jake Ricker and our entire crew. Thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Saturday night. We hope all of you out there watching have a pleasant remainder of your evening.